We're talking with Mary Castle today, a Canadian musician from out in Vancouver, BC. So welcome, Mary.
Thank you.
Good, and we're enjoying playing your EP here at CJMQ.
That's great.
Good. You got started in music at the age of 13, is that correct?
Yeah, actually, I guess that's when I really started to take it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I actually started playing piano before that when I was about 5 years old, but I wasn't totally sold on music until I was about 13.
Okay, so it was your parents that got you interested in music then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are they musical too?
Not themselves.
Mm-hmm.
There is a little bit of music in the family. My uncle is a piano player too, and my grandfather was a saxophone player. So.
Okay, good. You made your first album when you were 18 then?
That's right, I did. Mm-hmm. Although I never gave it to anyone because I didn't. As soon as it was finished, I realized it wasn't really... I didn't feel like it was good enough to put out there yet. So.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
I put it in the closet instead.
From what I read, you seem to be a perfectionist. Is that correct?
I guess you could say that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You went to school, got a degree in jazz piano.
Yes.
Now you have two EPs out, I believe. You have Fresh Air and another Swing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And would you like to tell us about your music? I read a little bit about that. So it's a little bit, you said it's alternative, it's some jazz too, and it has some markings of reggae in there and pop music as well?
Yeah, that's right. I guess my influences are really wide, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of grew up listening to pop and rock like everybody else, but
mm-hmm.
I wasn't really exposed to jazz until I went to school until I was about 18. And then my world just kind of got blown wide open, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I started listening to and playing so much jazz and Latin music and world music and classical. Well, I'd already been playing classical music for a long time, but and so everything just kind of started to mesh together. And so now I love blending.
Mm-hmm. Well, it certainly works for you. We're really enjoying playing your songs here, and I really love the song On Another Swing, Secret Garden, track number 2.
Oh, yeah? A pretty new one for me. And
yeah.
I think that's actually kind of the culmination of, like, blending for me in
mm-hmm.
terms of style and just genre. Yeah.
Okay, and I read you describe yourself as a cross between Tori Amos and meeting... Tori Amos actually meets Miles Davis, is that correct?
Yeah, I definitely get compared to Tori Amos a lot. And,
mm-hmm.
There's no question that she was a huge influence when I was growing up for the piano, and I've always been fascinated with the piano. It's just, you know, like my best friend. I hang out a lot, so
mm-hmm.
I guess... and I always thought that Tori really had a similar relationship, so I studied her playing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Learned a lot from the way that she writes songs and stuff.
Okay, and you write all your own songs, is that correct, Mary?
I do, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And your inspiration comes from where?
Oh, so many places. I think I'm influenced by a lot of things, actually. Like, for sure, the relationships in life and just relationships in general. I think I like to observe how people are interacting with each other and kind of capture different senses, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I also, and then on a grander scale, I definitely get influenced by world events and the political situations in different countries and
mm-hmm.
what's happening on a global scale.
Okay, well, that's great. That's good. Now, you're doing a lot of touring, and if I understand right, you're even coming to Quebec this fall or this summer?
That's right. It's been a few weeks, actually. We're just about to head off our big CD release tonight in Vancouver, and then we're going on the road for 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We have 2 shows, one in Montreal and one in SFA.
Okay.
So I believe the Montreal show is at the Shaker Cafe,
mm-hmm.
Which is on Thursday, June 19th.
Okay.
And we're also playing the Zarico in SFA on Saturday, the 14th.
Okay, that's wonderful. Is this your first time in Quebec, Mary?
No, I did a solo tour last fall for my
mm-hmm.
Fresh Air EP, and then I played at the Zarico as well, and I played a different place in Montreal, so this is my second time.
Okay, so you have a lot of touring then. You tour around Canada, and have you been to Europe yet, or is that in the future plans?
No, it's on my radar for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping my next project is to do a full-length album.
Mm-hmm.
It's a couple of EPs now. It's time to get a full-length one out, so lots of new material to record.
Oh, that's a lot of fun. Yeah, when do you expect that to come out?
Probably not till early 2009.
Okay, okay. So you're working on that hard, and do you have anybody helping you with the album coming out?
I do, actually. I've connected with Steve Dawson, who's a really well-known producer and an amazing slide guitar player and folk musician.
He's
going to be producing with me. And, yeah, I'm pretty excited. I think it's going to be a real departure from everything I've done up to now.
No, that's a lot of fun. And I read that you're the manager at Black Hen, the folk
Black
label?
Music, yeah, that's his label, so that's how I connected with him.
Okay, good, good. Mm. Okay, so that's giving you a lot of chances to network then, I guess, Mary?
It is, yeah. It's great. It's a great place to be.
Good. Any particular song on the EP that you're more attracted to? Or?
That's a hard question. I think all the songs are pretty special to me. They all have a different place, you know, in my heart. So it's pretty hard to pick one over the other.
Okay.
I'll just let you choose.
Oh, they're all great. They really are. A lot of effort into each of the songs, and it's quite evident that you put a lot of thought and work into your material. Mm. Good. Now, you have a couple of different websites. Would you like to give us the addresses?
Sure. I think actually my most updated one these days is my MySpace site, which is just myspace.com/Mary Castle.
Mm-hmm.
Castle with a K.
Okay.
And my website is marycastle.com.
Okay. Good, good. Anything else you'd like to add about your EP or your album coming out, your music or your touring, Mary?
I think we pretty much covered it all, but yeah, people can find me on the online. I'm doing a tour blog as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, the link to that is, what is the link? I think it's marycastle.wordpress.com.
Mm-hmm.
And people can kind of follow along, and I'm going to be posting photos and some footage clips of our shows too. And they can just keep in touch that way.
That's great. Do you have any videos out to go with your songs yet? Or?
I don't. I just have some clips of live footage that I'll be posting.
That'd be a lot of fun. Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. So people can see what's going on and follow us around the country.
Okay.
Great. Thank you so much.
Okay. Good luck. Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Next up, we're going to hear the song called Secret Garden. It's off the album called Another Swing by Canadian artist Mary Castle.
Saw my old lover fair today. He showed up in the line right next to mine. We started chatting, catching up on all the news. We had a passive conversation. We talked of kids and wives and